Welcome to another Business Victories podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Ruskus, Chief Enthusiasm Officer here at Business Victories. And this week we are diving into You Do You and how to spark your creativity. This week's quote comes from actually my daughter, Chef Bay, who said, "It's okay for you to do you." If we don't use our creativity muscles in the brain, we will lose them. The good news is that we can regain this muscle, and the more we use creativity throughout our lives, the more this superpower benefits us. The coolest part is that the more you build the muscle and get good at whatever creative process muscle that you're building, from fly fishing to making and baking bread, it builds your confidence right along with building that muscle. My daughter, again, who is known by many as Chef Bay, is quite an amazing creative with food being her favorite thing to create. She has always had a love of cooking since she was a little girl, but recently she's taken her creativity even farther to provide her with the confidence to create a very profitable business. Creativity comes in so many shapes and sizes. Again, it's not necessarily just drawing a picture. That's what we learned in school, right? Is that you just drawing was creativity. It's not about writing the next great novel or even writing a poem to someone you love. Creativity appears when you give yourself the time and the space to share your unique voice with the world. A great benefit is that your creative work really resonates. If it can make you money due to the ability to then connect that creativity with others. And that's really when your work does become your play. It's one of the blessings that I feel in my business every single day, that I get to create and be creative all the time. Here's what Bailey shared with me as the five things that spark her creativity with the food she creates, not only for herself, but for her clients as well. Number one is the farmer's market. Seeing food in its whole form, straight from the source, allows her to imagine what it might become once she gets her hands on it. And I've watched her in action going from the farmer's market to home and creating things that amaze me. Number two for her is yoga and body movement. Movement opens her up, and she actually thinks a lot about food, she tells me, during yoga, and the process motivates her to cook more. Number three, which is an important tool for all of us to remember, is consistency. The more she cooks, the more ideas she gets to create new things that she hasn't tried before. Number four is inspiration from others. And for her, it's either blogs or vlogs or cookbooks from both amateurs and professionals. She's always out there scoping things out, especially in her case, because she really likes to cook healthy food, and plant-based food. So it's just learning how to replace different elements that we've been used to cooking with to healthier alternatives, and she really finds that by doing her research and getting inspiration from others. And then number five is music. She loves to play music while she cooks, and she says it just always helps her in the creative process, especially when she's got a lot to create in a day's work. And just like I shared last week about learning and confidence, creativity takes our confidence soaring to whole new levels when we use it on a regular basis. That consistency piece again. Mixing learning and creativity is really the most excellent part. I feel that way when I write, when I even brainstorm with my clients, when I'm coaching them, and even when I'm out in my garden. And that is like a whole creative realm for me all in itself that's going to be happening here in a couple of months, that I'm already gearing up for it and planning what this year's garden is going to look like. So as you head into this week, I would love to know where you're going to let your inner creative shine. What kind of creativity dates, and creativity dates are just, you know, you put it on the calendar and you plan that time that you can have with yourself or with someone who shares the same creative passion as you do. And that can be a lot of fun as well, working off of each other's different creative talents. As I record this, tomorrow, February 18th, is Bailey's birthday. Happy birthday, Chef Bay, my baby girl. And thank you for inspiring so many with your creative passion when it comes to making health-based food. You can reach out to Chef Bay if you'd like to learn more about her. I'm not doing a plug for her, but it is really if you want to get more inspired around food, which we all have to eat every single day. So if we can get creative about food, that's great. You can find her on Instagram at Chef Bay, and Bay is B-A-I. So on Instagram at Chef Bay, B-A-I, and her name is Bailey Ruskus. What else did I want to tell you? So let's just, I'll leave it at here for now. Just remembering for you to do you and let's celebrate each of us for allowing our creative spirits to shine. After all, that's what creativity is. Letting our inner child come out to play. Wishing you a great week ahead to your successes and victories. Sherry Ruskus, over and out.